This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good evening, Rabbi Yisrael. Welcome, everyone. We continue in Daf HaShavua. We're up to Masech HaChagiga, Daf Beis Amud Aleph. It's a good place to start. So, Masech HaChagiga speaks about the mitzvah of Re'iyah. Re'iyah is 3 times a year, every adult male is obligated to make an appearance in Yerushalayim, Le'rois, Es Pnei Hashem, to see and be seen. And we know that you're obligated to bring 3 karbonos. Number one is an oilas re'iyah. Oilas re'iyah is carbon oila. Carbon oila is completely consumed on the fire. None of it is eaten, and every male has to appear and bring this carbon. The second carbon is shalmei chagiga. Shalmei chagiga is a carbon chagiga. It's a shlamim. Shlamim, only the emurim are burnt. The rest of it is eaten by the bailim and the kohanim. And the third carbon is a shalmei simcha, which means you got to be happy on Yom Tov. And men are only happy by eating meat. Don't let anyone fool you. This tuna tastes exactly like meat. You're not going to be happy. That's pretend happiness. You can only be happy one way. You have to eat basar. So, yes, shalmei simcha. So these are 3 karbanos. We're going to see they may have different halachas, meaning those who are exempt from one may still be chayv in the other. Okay, so with that intro, let us begin. Hakol chayav in beriyah. Everyone is chayav beriyah. Now, we spoke out what is the smichus of Masechta Moed Katan to Chagiga, and as Masechta Moed Katan ends, Bilam Maves Lanetzach, that God will destroy and consume death forever. How? Because we know that what you look at affects you. Whenever you see something, it has a hashpa on you. You get connected to that thing. So, la'asalavai, we're going to see Hashem. Which we try to do with the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. In fact, Chassam Sofer brings down that the Chacham Tzvi holds that there's still a mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel today. There's still a mitzvah to go up to Yerushalayim today for the Shalosh Regalim. it might be a mitzvah, not a chiyuv, but last level, when we're going to see Hashem and be mischaber, mizdabik to Hashem, that will be bila mava sonetzach. That's the connection between the end of Moed Katan and the beginning of Chagiga. So it says, hakol chayav in b'riyah. Everyone is chayav in the mitzvah of re'iyah. Chutz, except for mecheresh. Cheresh is usually a deaf mute. They can't hear and he can't talk. We're going to see here, it's either or. Either he can't hear or he can't talk. Shaita is a fool, an imbecile. Vikatan, or somebody below bar mitzvah. These are exceptions to the rule. They're not chayiv in re'iyah. Vitumtum, someone whose simanim of whether there's zach or nekeva is covered over, so you can't tell whether there's zach or nekeva. Va'androgynous, androgynous is someone who has both simane zachrus and simane nakvas. They have a simon that they're a male, they have a simon that they're a female. In fact, they say androgynous is gematria zachar unekeva. Okay, so they're both, and we can't determine what they are. V'nashim, women are pater from Aliyah L'Regel. V'avadim, she'enam ha'shachrarim, slaves that are not freed. Hachiger, a lame person, that means a cripple, that's someone who can't walk. So there's a very interesting Vilna Gaon. Vilna Gaon brings down a medrash that when Bilam met his donkey, so the donkey said, Lama hiki sani shalash regalim. Why did you hit me these 3 times? So why did he say regalim? He should say pa'amim. So the Medrash says that Kadosh Baruch Hu said, the donkey said to Bilam, you want to uproot a nation that celebrates the 3 regalim? So the question is, why did the donkey pick on the 3 regalim? The donkey could have said, you want to uproot Klai so that wears tefillin, that wears talis. Why did he pick on the 3 regalim? So the Gra explains that based on a medrash, that Kadosh Baruch Hu said to Bilam, if you destroy Klal Yisrael, who's going to keep the Torah? So Bilam said, I'll keep the Torah. Hashem said, you can't keep the Torah because you're a cripple, and a cripple is pata from Aliyah L'Regel, and therefore you're not going to be able to be Oilei Regel. So that's why the donkey said, Alama hikisani shalosh regalim, why are you destroying the Jewish people? Who's going to keep the shalosh regalim? It's not going to be you because you, Bilam, you're a cripple. Okay. The Asuma, and a blind person. Now, we're going to see in the Gemara, what about if someone's only blind in one eye? Bilam was blind in one eye, and the Gra says that's another reason why Bilam would not have been able to fulfill the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel.
Would it be a
chiger? Chiger is cripple. Cripple
is not a...
What does cripple have to do with... No, it's not a din in being a Balmam. It's one is, chiger is you have to be able to walk normally. Okay? In other words, somebody's missing a you have to walk, so you have to walk regularly. If someone's a cripple, can't walk. You can't be, it's not a regal.
It's not
No, nothing to do with the mitzvah. Mum is still chayiv in aliyah l'regel. Yeah. V'acholah, a sick person. V'hazaken, or an old person. Umi she'ein or yachal alayis v'raglav. Somebody cannot walk on his feet. For whatever, even if his feet are intact and his legs are intact, but if he can't walk normally, then he's pater from aliyah l'regel. Now, look at Rashi. Because the Mishnah says, everyone is chayiv in re'iyah. Now, what is it? Ri'ah really has two parts to it. There's the mitzvah to just be present, be there. And then there's the mitzvah to bring the carbon of the oilas ri'ah. So there are two things. Show up and bring the carbon. So when the Mishnah says, I call chayovim b'ri'ah, is the Mishnah talking about bringing the carbon? Or is the Mishnah talking about just being there? Is it talking about being there or is it talking about bringing the carbon? So Rashi says, HaKol chayovim b'ri'ah, mitzvahs, ri'ias, Kol Zuchorcha, the mitzvah of every male appearing, Shatzrichim lehisrois ba'azara beregel. You need to appear, by the way, not on the Har HaBayis. If you travel from America to Israel, to Tel Aviv, to Jerusalem, to the Temple Mount, and you don't go to the Azara, you have not been mekayim the mitzvah. So you have to be in the Azara. Now Rashi doesn't bring the aspect of the mitzvah of bringing the carbon. So Tosfos quotes Rashi, that the Mishnah, that everyone is chayiv b'ri'ah, Rashi says, is referring to the mitzvah of Yeraya kol zechorcha. So Tosfos quotes the question of Rabbeinu Elchanan, that there are, the Mishnah later implies that we're not just talking about showing up, we're talking about bringing the carbon of the oilas ri'ah. Because later on in the Mishnah is going to discuss how much does the carbon cost. So clearly in the Mishnah is not just discussing the aspect of the mitzvah of being there and showing up and being seen. It's discussing also the mitzvah of bringing the carbon. So Tosfos therefore disagrees with Rashi. And Tosfos says, Al kenira l'Rabbeinu Tam, like 10 lines down, Demasnis and Mairi bekarben uve azara, that the Mishnah is talking about both. We're talking about both the mitzvah of showing up and the mitzvah of what? The mitzvah of bringing the carbon. Why Rashi only talk about showing up in the azara? V'Rashi denakad b'riyas panim ba'azara nakad chada demashma trei. Rashi picked one of two, and whatever. If you're pater from showing up, you're pater from bringing a carbon. If you're chayiv in showing up, you're chayiv in bringing the carbon. Because
they're bringing up carbon, it only said ria. Nothing about carbon.
But what does ria mean?
Right now, ria calls a carbon. We didn't define it. The Mishnah didn't do anything except ria.
But
we know what it says right now. Ria didn't say because there's a carbon, then there's a mitzvah of carbon established on Pesukim yet.
Well, but the first pshat in Tosfos is taking Rashi literally that because. These exceptions, are they only exceptions to showing up? But does that mean they don't have to show up, but they still have to send the carbon?
Where do we see Riyah means carbon anyway?
Because it says, it says that when you come, don't come empty-handed.
The second part of that parasha talks about something.
Yeah, the next words in the talk about when you show up, you can't show up empty-handed. So that's really a chelek of the mitzvah Riyah. There's Riyah, and then there's the hava of the oilas Riyah. So the first pshat in Tosfos is the first pshat in Rashi is we're only discussing the mitzvah of showing up. Then Tosfos learns a different pshat in Rashi that Rashi is only discussing one aspect of it, but lav dafka only that aspect. It's really talking about both aspects. Lamaisa, the Menchas Chinuch learns that the Rambam holds that it's one mitzvah. The mitzvah is to show up with a carbon. So if you show up without a carbon, you've done nothing. If you send the carbon and you don't show up, you've done nothing. According to Rashi, if you show up and you don't bring a carbon, you did a great mitzvah. You did one of the mitzvahs of Riyah. You did the showing up aspect, even though you didn't bring the carbon. Or if you sent the carbon, perhaps you were mekayim one aspect of Riyah. Meaning Rashi learns there are two chalakim of the mitzvah of Riyah. The Rambam, according to the Minchas Chinuch, learns there's one mitzvah. Showing up with the bringing of the carbon, okay?
Fine. Is it chiyuv for women or for her kitanim to be makor karbanos?
No, women don't. No.
In general, so if it's better according to Rashi, meaning that this is the chiddush. The chiddush is that you would think maybe by ri'iyah.
I mean, it's
there's chiyuv, meaning from the fact that it says chay birin chutz mi all these. If there was no chiyuv in a carbon stamazai, so how does it fit according to Tosfos? Meaning, what's the chiddush here? they don't bring in karbanis anymore.
Maybe the reason why Rashi said that aspect is because the other aspect might be more pasha.
There's no chiddush.
Mm-hmm. Maybe I hear. The other aspect is no chiddush. Even though some
so
of the
Rashi
other cases,
well, but you might think that they're fine. They don't have to bring a karban.
Even though the other cases, Yechigar is a male. He would typically be chayv bekarbanis. So why would Rashi not discuss that aspect for some of these other cases? Okay. Now here's the question. The Mishnah continue. Okay, one more thing. Now you would think that if it says everyone's chayiv in Riyah except for A, B, C, D, and E, then everyone's chayiv, and these are the only exceptions. After all, it says hakoil chutz. That's masha. Everybody else is chayiv. So the second Tosfos says ein lemedin min haklalos. There, you cannot learn out from a klal even if it says chutz. Meaning, if the Mishnah says everyone except, these are not the only exceptions. We could apply the rule of Tana v'shayer, because Tosfos says there are a number of cases that it still did not, another exceptions that it did not mention. For example, a mekametz. You know what a mekametz is? You guys might want to look into this in terms of business. You know, I think this is an untapped industry dealing in dog manure. That's a mekametz. Somebody who deals in dog manure, fertilizer. It's a popping business. Now, the reason why a mekametz is part from Oilas Ria is because usually these people don't have too many friends, for obvious reasons, you know? So, and I'll tell you a brisket Torah. We know one of the dinim in Ria is that you have to, you're only someone who's going to go up with all other Jews, with other Yidin is chayv in the mitzvah of Ria. But if people stay away from you, then you're not chayv in the mitzvah Riyah. That's why in the Misha Berach that you say on the Shalosh Regalim, you dafka say, V'yizku lalois l'regel im kol Yisrael achem. Why do we add in the words im kol Yisrael achem? Because there's a din that you're only chayiv if you go together with other people. Anybody who other people stay away from, like the mekametz, is pater, or bursi, or a tanner. U'mishen le'karka, someone who doesn't have karka, is not chayiv in the mitzvah of Riyah. Now, it's an interesting thing. The Gemara says, M'sachem and dafches, that someone who has no karka, someone who doesn't have karka and Eretz Yisrael is patur from Riyah. So the Gemara says, M'sachim, someone who has no karka is patur from Riyah. So Frektoisis, how is it possible not to have karka? Every single Jew owns karka in Eretz Yisrael because Israel was divided among the Jewish people. So, and everybody has karka. So Toisis says, Rabbi Huda ben, the Gemara says, Rabbi Huda ben Maseiro was not Oile Regal. So Tosfos says, why was Yehuda ben Maseiro not Oile Regel? Tosfos says he didn't have karka. So the question is, the Gra asks, how is it possible that Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseiro did not have karka? So if you remember, the Gemara in Sanhedrin says that Yecheskel had a prophecy and he saw dry bones come to life. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara asks, who are these dry bones who came to life? So the Gemara says, these are the Bnei Ephraim, who went into Israel before the time, and they were killed, and they died early. Omad Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira, Rabbi Yehuda ben Maseira got up, and he said, I'm a grandson of the Bnei Ephraim, and here are the tefillin of my Elta Zedas. Yeah, that's the Gemara in Sanhedrin. So we know, the Gemara in Bava Basra says, that Adav Kuf Yud Zayin, the Gra quotes, that Eretz Yisrael was Neschalik Leboi Haaretz, Eretz Yisrael was given to those who came into the land. Now, Yehuda ben Maseira's ancestors never went into Israel because they died before. So he's one Jew who has no chelek in Eretz Yisrael. Memela, he's somebody who the Gemara Pesachim says was not Oile Regel. But be it as it may, there are exceptions that are not mentioned in the Mishnah. So we learn from here that Ein Lemedin Min HaKlalos, you cannot learn out from generalities, even when it says Chutz. Okay, that's what you said in Tosfos. Weiter, the Mishnah says, Ezehu Katan. Who is considered a minor? Who is pater from Aliyah L'Regel, meaning you don't even have to train. There's no mitzvah of chinuch. Rashi says, Aval mikan ve'eloch, from this age and on, afal pisha eino chay min atar, even though they're not chay min daraisa, below bar mitzvah, hitilu chachomim al aviv v'al ima l'chan choy b'mitzvahs. The Torah put a chiv on the father and the mother to train in mitzvahs. Now this is a very big chiddush, because pashtus, you would say, a mother is not commanded in the mitzvah of chinuch.
And according to Rashi, if she was, then you have to. How do you teach? How are you mechanech if you're pater yourself from going? Meaning, if an ish is pater,
that means Rashi's saying that a woman is pater from aliyah l'regel, but she's still chayiv to teach a kid.
And how do you teach a kid to be aliyah l'regel?
You take him.
You
take him.
So, So that's a chinuch, the mother would be mechayiv to be ayla regel.
Or maybe hire someone to take the kid, but it doesn't mean she, right? She would have to ensure that the kid go.
Right.
By the way, in Sukkah, we had in Sukkah, Beis Amid Beis, Hilni Hamalka, where there is also mashna that a mother is chayiv in chinuch, but it's not so pashat. Okay? Okay, weiter. So at what age, do we say, Ezehu katan? What is considered a katan that you don't have to train? Koshen yachal erkav aksev shal aviv. A katan is not strong enough to ride on the shoulders of his father, the lalois, and to go up mirushalayim laharabayas, from Yerushalayim to the harabayas. If the katan doesn't have the agility and the strength to carry himself on his father's shoulder from the Yerushalayim to the harabayas, he's pater from aliyah laregel, divrei beishamay. Now, the truth is, the kid has to be able to go up much beyond the Harabais. He has to go up to the Azara, but we're assuming if the kid could ride and make it to the Harabais, he could get up a little further and make it to the Azara. But the Harabais, there's no... If somebody shows up and goes to the Harabais on the Regal, but doesn't go to Azara, they didn't do anything. Okay, Beis Hillel says, Ko she'eno yachal lecha is biyadoi shal aviv. Beis Hillel says, no, you don't... Not the kid is... I mean, in other words, according to Beis Shammai, once the kid could ride on the father's shoulders, you're chayiv to train it. And below your pater. Meaning if the kid cannot ride on the father's shoulders, your pater. Beis Hillel is more lenient here. Beis Hillel, I'm ko she'enu yachal lechaz biyadoi shal aviv. Anyone who cannot hold his father's hand, the lalos, and to go up, miyushalayim laharabayis, from Yerushalayim to laharabayis, that child is pater. Meaning, even older. Let's say a kid already at 4 years old could ride on the father's shoulders. But he can't walk until he's a chvest. Six. So Beis Hillel would say you're pater until six. Beis Shammai says you're pater until four. Shenemar, like the pasuk says, Shalosh Regalim. Three festivals of walking. That's why according to Beis Hillel, it's dependent on the child walking. Now, how much does the carbon cost? Right from here, Tosis derived that we're not just talking about the mitzvah of showing up. We're talking about also the mitzvah of havas karbanos. Beis Shammai oimrim hariya. By the way, look at Tosis ezehu katan. Tosis says, once the kid is old enough to ride on the kid's on the father's shoulders or to walk, then he's higil lechinuch. And he's mechuyev midrabanon to show up and to bring a carbon. Because the Mishnah is not just talking about the mitzvah of showing up. The Mishnah is talking about the mitzvah of bringing carbonis as well. So once the kid is 4 years old, he's going to be, we're bringing him to the Azara. We're going to be slaughtering sheep for him. The father has a sheep. Chinuch. Talis, what it sits is? You're right, every mitzvah is dependent on. Okay, so tefillin, you need a gufnaki. Esther again, echanami. Once the kid knows how to hold a luv and esther, we got to train him. It would seem pretty young comparative to other mitzvahs, because usually we say a child reaches the age of chinuch 6 or 7. And here, once the kid could walk, it's a pretty far walk, it's a long walk. So once he can make the walk...
It's a contribution. He's not a bar mitzvah. He's not like a mechuyav.
Right. But we have to train him. We have to train
him. That's the purpose. Yes,
yes, yes. Okay. Chinuch. The mitzvah of chinuch. Now, the Tosis ends off that Rashi disagrees. That Rashi learns... Now, the Rashi that Tosis is quoting at the end of this Tosis, we don't have. But Tosis quotes Rashi that when we say that a katan has to do something, it's only showing up, but not havas karbanos. The katanim are not going to bring karbanos, according to Tosis' Rashi. Fine. How much does the carbon cost? So, the Mishnah continues. Beis Shammai yomim hariya shtei kesef. Beis Shammai says, the carbon riya costs 2 silver kesef. That's 2 ma'a. Now, there's 6 ma in a dinar, so 2 ma is a third of a dinar. Okay? So it's 2 kesef, v'hachagiga ma. And the carbon chagiga costs 1 ma kesef. That's the shita Beis Shammai, that the carbon ri'iyah, oilas ri'iyah, is 2 silver, and the carbon chagiga is 1 silver. Beis Hillel, I mean Beis Hillel says Haraiya Ma Kesef, the carbon Raiya is one silver coin, the Hachagiga Shtei Kesef, and the carbon Chagiga is two. So according to Beis Shammai, the Raiya is more expensive than the Chagiga, and according to Beis Hillel, the Chagiga is more expensive than the Raiya. Okay, so the Gemara continues. Hakol Asuye Mai. What does Hakol come to include? We say everyone's chayiv, including who? La Asuye, to include Mi Shechetzio Eved VeChetzio Ben Chayrin. Someone who is half a slave and someone who is half a Ben Chayrin. He's half slave, half free. I call him, you know, meet the most interesting man in the world. You know, they have who's the most interesting man in the world? A guy who's half a slave, half a Ben Chayrin. Now, how could a guy be half a slave, half a Ben Chayrin? Let's say two brothers Yarshin the slave, and one brother freed, or two partners owned a slave, and one partner freed the slave. We're going to see this guy has a unique dilemma, and that is he has nobody to marry. We'll talk about that tomorrow. Maybe Thursday morning we'll do sugyas on the Daf HaShavua. Maybe we'll do the sugya of Puravu, because this is one of the most fascinating dilemmas in Shas. Who does this guy marry? He can't marry a regular Jewish woman. He's half a slave. He can't marry Shivcha Kananis. He's half Jewish. Famous Minchas Chinuch, right? There's a Shagas Aryeh, Minchas Chinuch, and Rav Moshe. Three understandings of Pruvah. Okay, says Gemara, Ula Ravina, the Amar Mish Chetzi Eved V'Chetzi Ben Chayim Pater Min Aryeh. So we're saying the Mishnah comes to include that someone who's half a slave and half a Ben Chayim is Chayiv. An Eved Kenani who's half free and half... Because you can't have an Eved Ivri that's half free and half... slave. It's impossible.
He's
correct. Okay, so the Gemara says, Ravina, the Amar, and according to Ravina, it says, Mi shechetzio eved v'chetzio ben chayrin pater min ariya, that someone who's half an eved and half a ben chayrin is pater from ariya. Hakoyel la'asuye mai. What does hakoyel come to include? Because you can't say it includes chatzi yev chatzi ben chayim, because he holds chatzi yev chatzi ben chayim is pater. La asuye chiger biyoyim rishain v'nisbashet biyoyim sheni. It comes to include someone who's a cripple on the first day of Yom Tov, and then he healed, he straightened out on the second day of Yom Tov. So we say, you Reb Yid, just because you're a pater on the first day, you still have to be go up to appear on the second day. Okay, so that's what it's coming to include. A guy who's crippled on the first day, and he straightens out on the second day. Says the Gemara, but there's a famous Chakira in Tashlumen. Let's say a guy, for whatever reason, did not show up on the first day of Yom Tov. So we know, we say show up on the second day. What's the pshat, show up on the second day? Does the second day become, well, I didn't do it the first day, so now the second day is the first day. Now I have an independent chiyuv to show up on the second day. Is it tashlumen? Do we say tashlumen zelaze, that each day is a new obligation? So if each day is a new obligation, if the guy was crippled on the first day, of course he's going to have to show up on the second day. But if it's tashlumen derishain, there's a svara to say it's not each day is a makeup for the day before. The obligation is the first day, and if you didn't do it on the first day, then you have to make it up on a subsequent day. But if you were putter on the first day because you were cripple, then you never have to make it up, because you don't have to make up something that you were putter for in the first place. So says Gemara, Hani chalamanda amar kulan tashlumen zeloze. This, that hakoil, is coming to include that if you were a cripple on the first day and straightened down on the second day, you still have to go up to be oile regel. That fits in well if you say it's a makeup one for the other. Each day is a makeup for the other. So each day is a makeup for the other. If you miss the first day, you do it the second day. If you miss the second day, you do it the third day. Even if you were putter on the first day, you'll do it the second day, because each day is a tashlumen for before. Elolamanda amar kulan tashlumen derishain. But according to the opinion that it's all a makeup for day one, but if on day one you're putter, then you're not making anything up. My, what is Hakol coming to include? Tosfos asks, the whole din of Tashlumen is only by the carbon Chagiga, not by the Oilas Re'iyah? Tosfos says, no, Yalfinon Re'iyah Mine. We learn out Re'iyah from the Chagiga. Okay. Now, So what does it come to include? La asuye su. So hakol asuye mai. What does hakol come to include? It can't be coming to include mishe chatzi aver chatzi ben chayrin, because according to Ravina, you're potter if you're chatzi aver chatzi ben chayrin. It can't be coming to include a guy who was a chigar on the first day, even a spashed on the second day, because you might not be chayev if it's kulam tashlumim derishayin. Says Gemara, la suye suma ba'achas me'enav. It comes to include someone who's blind in one eye. Someone who's blind in two eyes is for sure pater. But someone who's blind in one eye is chayev.
Is he chayev in mitzvah shazman gram?
Chayev in all mitzvahs, yeah.
So then what's the
The chiddush is udaloi ki haytana, to exclude the following tana holds that if you're blind in one eye, you're pater. The tanya we learned in a brisa. Yochanan ben Dahavai Omer Mishum Rabbi Huda. Yochanan ben Dahavai says name Rabbi Huda. Suma ba'achas me'enav. Someone who's blind in one of his eyes, Potter min Ariya, is Potter from Ariya. Why? Shenemar, listen to this. It says, Shalosh pa'amim ba'shana. Yeira'eh. Yeira'eh means you should be seen.
Both.
Yeah? But it's spelled Yira. You should see. So, Shenema, Yireh, the Messiah, the way it's spelled is, you should see. Yireh, it's pronounced, the Mikra is, you should be seen. Which means, Kiderach Shaba Lirois, the way that you come to see. Now, the way that you come to see. Now, how do you come to see? The way this is going on, Hashem, actually. Kiderech Shaba Lirois. The way, the Bach says, Kiderech Shaba Liroischa. The way God comes to see you, because it's going like this. We're comparing the way you look at God,
so with a full
right, person. To the way you are seen by God.
So if you're missing one
So now let's think about how you're seen by God. When you're seen by God, He's looking at you with two eyes. How do I know God's looking at you with two eyes? Because it says, Enei Hashem Alekecha Ba Meireishis Hashana. God's looking at you with two eyes.
If
God doesn't have any eyes, but if we would say that He had eyes, He would be looking at you, Kedar Shaba Lerois, the same way God is looking at you, which is Yeira'eh, the way you're seen, Kach Ba Lerois. So too is how God is seen by you. Which is, you have to have two eyes. Ma lirois b'shtei einov, just like God's looking at you with two eyes. Af lirois, you have to be seen. Meaning, ma lirois b'shtei einov, af lirois b'shtei einov. Just like to see is with two eyes, so too you need, just like when God is looking at you, He's doing with two eyes. Af lirois b'shtei einov, you have to be seen by Him with your two eyes. Here's another pshat in what Hakol is coming to include. You know what it's coming to include? Really, it's like we said in the beginning, that what? It's coming to include Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin. Now, listen to this. Ravina learns that the end of the Mishnah that says, Ravina holds Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chayrin is Pater Min Ariya. Because he learns, when it says va'avadim she'enem shachrarim, it's saying even someone who's chatzi aver chatzi ben chayrin is pater from re'ia. So what's hakol coming to include? It's coming to include chatzi aver chatzi ben chayrin. But then the Mishnah itself is a stira min ayobei. Kamba Mishnah Rishon, kamba Mishnah Achrona. This is talking about the original Mishnah, meaning Ravina's interpretation that chatzi aver chatzi ben chayrin is pater from Aliyah L'Regel, was his original learning of the Mishnah when Beis Hillel held that this guy is Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chayrin, and in that case, he's Pater from being Aliyah L'Regel. But ultimately, Ravina would say Beis Hillel was Chayzer on that, and Beis Hillel would say, you're Chayiv to be Aliyah L'Regel, and here we're talking about the Mishnah Achrayna. The statement Hakoil was written after the middle part of the Mishnah. We're going to see Ravina learns the middle part of the Mishnah, says half an Eved, half a Ben Chorin is pater from the mitzvah Aliyah Regal. But later on, when Beis Hillel will change his mind, and we'll see tomorrow what it means that Beis Hillel changed his mind. Once Beis Hillel changed his mind, they later added the word HaKoil, which says that a Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin is Chayiv to be Oilel the Regal. With the Kalkashlach Haru de Ravina, we had a question about Ravina, Loikasha, Kamba Mishnah Rishaina. The original statement of Ravina was the original Mishnah, Kamba Mishnah Achorina, the Tanan, we learned in a Mishnah. Mishachetzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin, someone who's half an Eved, half free. Oyved, so what does he do, right? He's owned by Reuven and Shimon. Reuven says, go free. Shimon says, you gotta work. So on Sunday, he goes, he doesn't work for Reuven. On Monday, he works for Shimon. On Tuesday, he doesn't work for Reuven. On Wednesday, he works for Shimon. So we say, Oyved es Rabba Yoymechad. He works, he serves his master one day, v'yas Atzma Yoymechad, and he's free one day, Divrei Beis Hillel. And according to that, Ravina said he would be pater from Aliyah Lerega. Amru Lehem Beishameh. Beishameh said, that's not correct. Takantem es rabbi. You fixed the Rebbe, you fixed the master. The master has a remedy. You didn't remedy him. Lisa Shivcha in a Yachal. He can't marry a Shivcha. Why? He can't marry a Shivcha because he's half Jewish. Bas Chorin in a Yachal. He can't marry a free woman because he's half a slave. Li batel elamai, he shouldn't get married. The world was created to propagate. Shenamar loy sayubara, the world wasn't created to be empty. Lishavas yitzara ela mibnei tikkun ha'olam, but in order to remedy the world, says Beis Shammai, koifin es rabbi, we force the master. Va'oisa oisa ben chayin, and we free him. V'koisev lo shtar, and we write him a document. Al chatzi damav, for half of his value. We'll see what that means. The Chazru Beis Hillel Lahayros Kedivrei Beis Shammai, and Beis Hillel went back and retracted, and Pasuk's like Beis Shammai, the Taka Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin, we're going to free him. Once we free him, he'll be Chayiv to Yoyle Regel. So when the Mishnah says HaKol Chayovin, it's referring to Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin. I, Ravina, holds Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin as Potter. That's what he held originally when Beis Hillel held that this guy, one day he works for one master, and one day he goes free. But once Beis Hillel changed his mind, then everybody would agree that a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin is Chayiv to Yoyle Regel, because we freed him. So he's a free man, he's a regular Jew. Where? Beis Hillel in the Mishnah. He's not. What's the problem? So it's like this. Ravina is going to learn on Daf Dalet that a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin is Pater. But that's in the world of Beis Hillel. Before Beis Hillel changed to Paskin like Beis Shammai, Ravina learned, it's a Stam Mishnah. So Stam Mishnah would go like Beis Hillel. And it says an Eved is Pater from Alila Regel. And Ravina says that's referring to even a Chatzi Eved Chatzi Ben Chorin. And that's what Beis Hillel would hold before Beis Hillel retracted. But once Beis Hillel retracted, then HaKol Chayavin. The word HaKol was written after the Mishnah was written.
That's only once
the weed is redacted.
It was changed, it was added. The word HaKol was added after Beis Hillel was Chazer. There was an original Mishnah Rishayna, that said that Avodim are Pater from Aliyah LeRegel. And that's like Beis Hillel's original Shita, that all Avodim are Pater, even Chatzi Eved, Chatzi Ben Chorin. And then when Beis Hillel retracted, they added the words HaKol Rechayav and Bria. Rabbi Isai,
you've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.